Andrew Zellman, publisher of Cleveland Scene Magazine, joining the show. So La Fiesta relocating from Richmond Heights to Beechwood. Tell us about that.
So La Fiesta, which we think maybe was the first Mexican restaurant to open in the Cleveland area. It actually opened in 1952 in Ohio City. It moved to the current location where it is right now in Richmond Heights in the mid-1970s. And the news came out this week that they actually were thinking about closing the restaurant. They were planning on closing it after Cinco de Mayo. And a customer found out that they were thinking about doing that and obviously wanted to keep them still open and decided to help them find a new location. It's at Richmond Plaza in Beechwood, right across the street from where Moxie and Red are. And they are planning to move there shortly. So look for that to be coming this summer, and good news there.
Two spots teaming up in Battery Park. What's going on there?
Yeah, this is really cool. So Terrestrial Brewing has been open for a little while in Battery Park in the Detroit Shoreway area. But when they opened, there was no food there. You could bring any food in from the outside. Well, that changes soon. So La Plaza, which is right now in Lakewood at their grocery store, they will be opening a pop-up location in Terrestrial Brewing. And they hope to have it open by around the 26th of April.
Easter Sunday, the Gospel Brunch at House of Blues. What's going on there?
House of Blues has a gospel brunch once or twice a month all year long, but this Sunday is the special one for Easter. They do they double everything, basically. Double the food, double the entertainment, and double the fun as well. So it goes from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday at House of Blues. If you're still looking for plans, they have things like Southern classics like chicken jambalaya, biscuits and gravy, and chicken and waffles. More seatings are available. Tickets are $40 and can be purchased online for this just once-in-a-lifetime type event.
Tell us where to go to get more information on any of the stuff you talked about, Andrew.
CleveScene.com and Cleveland Scene on social media.